There's been new fighting in the eastern Afghan city of Gardez, where as many as 30 people were killed over the weekend in rocket attacks. The attacks were staged by forces of a warlord who was denied control of Gardez in February, and they highlight the difficulties facing the administration in Kabul in bringing Afghanistan's rival factions into line. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Gardez. What's the situation like there today?
Bob, it's very tense here. I'm in Paktia province, which already was perhaps one of the most turbulent provinces in Afghanistan. It borders Pakistan, and it's the site of Operation Anaconda last March. It was the largest U.S. ground offensive against al-Qaeda and Taliban forces in Shaikot Mountains, which I can see from here. Now, today, the streets are empty here in Gardez, the town. Stores are closed, and people are very tense because there was an explosion earlier today that they mistook for a rocket attack. It was actually U.S. Special Forces stationed here setting off a mine, evidently. But what happened is Saturday, a rival warlord rained rockets, hundreds of them, according to eyewitnesses, on this town. The Gardez Hospital, where I currently am, most of the windows here have been shattered. There are bullet holes in the side of the building. These rockets did a lot of damage here, killed at least 25 people, according to doctors, and injured more than 60. The hospital had to be evacuated, and people were sent to the Afghan capital. There was a separate dispute that erupted yesterday between two other rival factions here that again killed at least two people and injured six. Two separate conflicts in just 2 days. A sign of how tense the situation is here.
What's behind these attacks?
Bob, they're rival warlords with militias that are loyal to them, that are armed, and these people are willing to resolve the disputes through the use of a gun. It's one of the biggest challenges to the peace process currently underway in Afghanistan. One of the warlords is a man named Pacha Khan. His troops are accused of firing the salvo of rockets on Saturday that did so much damage. He's been linked to at least two other major incidents since last December that have killed at least 100 people in this area.
And his rival?
His rival, well, the man claimed to be the governor of this province. And then because of frequent battles with rivals, the Afghan Interim Authority appointed a third man to be governor. Since then, Pacha Khan has said he will retake the town of Gardez. He's been linked to a mistaken U.S. bombing. It said that he called in a U.S. airstrike against some rivals, killing about 50 people last December. And then in January, he's linked to another battle that killed another perhaps 50 people. His troops were allies in Operation Anaconda with the U.S., armed and reportedly trained by the Americans. He's been a major trouble person for this region.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld was in Afghanistan over the weekend. What was the purpose of that visit?
Well, it was his second to the region. He met first and foremost with American and coalition troops, especially those stationed up at Bagram Air Base north of Kabul, congratulated them for their hard work and said that they were fighting against murderers, this being the Taliban, and that they did have more work to do in this region. He also met with Afghan leaders, in particular military leaders, because one of the big platforms of American policy here is the creation of a national army. The U.S. has been against expanding the international peacekeeping force currently stationed in the Afghan capital and says that the key to security here is expanding an army and a police force. Now, I've just met with the governor of this province who saw hundreds of rockets fall on Gardez on Saturday. He insists foreign peacekeepers, be they Americans or some international force, are needed here to keep Afghans from killing each other.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Gardez.